wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump was booked and arraigned on 37 criminal counts in Miami on Tuesday and pleaded not guilty to all of them. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Donald Trump made his way to the arraignment, waving to the supporters who lined the route and passing a spectacle of onlookers, protesters, and police gathered outside the Miami Federal Courthouse. Once inside, the former president, along with aide Walt Nauta, who was also charged in the case, surrendered to authorities, got swabbed for DNA, and were fingerprinted. There was no mugshot taken, and Trump was allowed to hold on to his passport.
Now, one of the conditions of his release, he isn't allowed to speak to any potential witnesses. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Talk about an administrative nightmare of trying to enforce something like this. I mean, what you are relying on in terms of the judge is your faith that people will adhere to these federal rules. And the other thing you're relying on is somebody saying, you know what, I heard these two witnesses talking and you said they shouldn't have. Judge, I'm coming to you and I'm alerting you to something.
Trump called the charges.
Say, political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
The Golden Knights crushed the Florida Panthers 9-3 in Game 5 to win Vegas's first Stanley Cup championship.
I can't even describe the feelings in my stomach right now. It's everything you can imagine.
That's Golden Knight captain Mark Stone on TNT. With the victory comes celebrations, and Vegas is preparing for the second celebration for the city in the last year after the Las Vegas Aces won the 2022 WNBA title. There are concerns that the bigger electric vehicles on the road right now that have much heavier batteries could be really dangerous during a crash. NTSB chair Jennifer Homendy.
If you think about an impact in a crash with a lighter vehicle, with a pedestrian, it's going to have a much different outcome than we've seen in the past.
Their batteries offer better protection to passengers inside the car, but she says that extra weight poses big risks for those outside the car. A new report finds that the number of people displaced from their homes has reached an unprecedented level.
A record 110 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes. The UN Refugee Agency says the number was up 19.1 million from the end of 2021, the biggest ever increase since the records began back in 1975.
A U.S. Army base in western Louisiana was renamed to honor Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a Black hero of World War I who received the Medal of Honor nearly a century later. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles score, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Crudy is off today. It is his birthday. Happy birthday, Crudy. Hope you have a wonderful day. I expect to see you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here tomorrow for Trump's arraignment. You can join us on the phones during the happy hour at 844-967-2789. Going to get into the meat, of course, of the conversation over the weekend and today. What everyone's saying, how the mega community is reacting to Trump's indictment. And a lot of it's been, oh, what about Hillary? You know, all the whataboutism. But, you know, I think there are going to be some times, perhaps in your immediate future, where you're going to have a conversation with someone in this regard. How are you going to respond? And so we have some articles I want to get to. We have some sound from Republicans, you know, not from the communist, Marxist, socialist, you know, whatever you call anyone who's not Omega anymore. Or let's not forget Rhino, because you could be Omega, but if you do the wrong thing at the wrong time, then you're a Rhino in hell. That's almost worse than being a socialist, communist, Marxist in Omega's world. To be one of them and to be cast aside. Dirty little secret, Omega, y'all going to get cast aside because that's what Trump does. There is no loyalty, but you'll learn that in due course. You can join 844-967-2789. To this point, Delvin Barrett writing at the Washington Post today. Why Trump was charged on secret documents and Clinton, Pence were not. The former president does not face illegal retention charges for the classified documents he returned to the National Archives. What? Let's get to it. When Donald Trump was indicted last week on charges of willful retention of classified documents, many Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, cried foul, arguing that the Justice Department was treating the 45th president differently than it has Democrats who've been investigated over possible mishandling of national security secrets. But the Trump indictment itself helps explain the difference between his case and other high-profile probes, like those of Hillary Clinton, President Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, not for what it charges, but for what it doesn't. Trump faces 31 counts of willful retention of national defense information, a crime delineated in the Espionage Act that carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Each count represents a different, highly sensitive document that Trump allegedly kept at Mar-a-Lago, his Florida residence, and private club. 21 of those documents, including some involving nuclear secrets, no one knows the horror of nuclear better than I, were found by FBI agents who searched the estate in August, yielding a total of 102 classified documents, according to the indictment. The other 10 willful retention charges stem from a batch of 38 classified documents turned over to the FBI last June in response to a grand jury subpoena. Well, maybe they would have been better if they weren't found, if there just were none, right, Trump? But the historic investigation into the former president was precipitated months earlier in January of 22, when the former president gave 15 boxes of papers to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency had been seeking all presidential records from Trump since he left office. Inside the boxes, archivists found 197 classified documents, some extremely sensitive. The government alleges in court filings that discovery set in motion a chain of events that led to the unsealing Friday of a 38-count indictment against Trump and Walt Nauta, a trusted servant. And for the record, let's pause here for a moment. First time I have seen in the reporting that it's a 38-count indictment, although Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates, more Maggie Dawn, pointed that out last Friday. Thank you, Maggie. She'll be up next. Make sure you stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show, 6 to 7. But I continue on from the reporting at the Washington Post. The 38-count indictment seal, 38-count indictment against Trump. Notably, now note this, notably, however, the indictment does not charge Trump with the illegal retention of any of the 197 documents he returned to the archives. The indictment does not charge Trump with the illegal retention of any of the 197 documents he returned to the archives. And what was that? August? When did this go down? Inside the boxes, they found, 197 classified documents, some extremely sensitive. So, he turned them over and he was not charged for them. As the reporting says, that shows that if Trump had simply returned all the classified documents he had, he probably never would have been charged with any crimes, said Robert Mintz, a former federal prosecutor. Quote, "This is not a case about what documents were taken. It's about what former President Trump did after the government sought to retrieve those documents," said Mintz, who noted that willful retention cases often hinge on how much evidence prosecutors can find that a person deliberately hid material or refused to give it back. The indictment offers anecdote after alleged anecdote charging the former president sought to hide and keep some of the classified papers, so much so that Trump and Nauta are accused of conspiring to obstruct the investigation and scheming to conceal the truth, not just from the government, but even from Trump's own lawyer. Those allegations include moving boxes out of a storage room, telling an attorney to search that room for classified materials without saying that dozens of boxes were being kept elsewhere, suggesting an attorney hide or destroy documents that had been subpoenaed, and causing another person to make false statements about whether all the classified documents had been produced. Mintz says this, "That's not the kind of evidence you typically find in a case like this, and it's certainly not the type of evidence so far that has come out of the Biden investigation or the Clinton email server case." According to the indictment, Trump ruminated about Clinton, the Clinton case, in May of 22 as he discussed how to respond to the subpoena he had just received. As a presidential candidate running against Clinton in 16, he had railed against her use of a personal email server to conduct government business while working as Secretary of State, an arrangement that led to classified information being stored on a non-classified, non-government computer server. Clinton's case was also different from Trump's in another key respect. While the email chains discussed classified topics, they were not classified documents in the traditional sense, with extensive markings and acronyms. But when discussing his own possible mishandling case last year, Trump seized on another facet of the Clinton probe, that attorneys for Clinton have reviewed more than 60,000 emails and turned over about 30,000 to the government officials because they were deemed related to her official duties. Clinton's lawyers deleted the rest, about 30,000 emails, after deeming them personal and unrelated to her work. It has long been standard practice in the federal government for officials to review their own correspondence in response to Freedom of Information Act requests and decide which of their emails and are personal and therefore not turned over. In Clinton's case, her lawyers did that for her. Probably a good idea, Secretary Clinton. As a candidate for president, Trump denounced the decision to delete the emails. In July of 2016, he notoriously declared on a news conference, quote, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. When the grand jury subpoena for any classified documents arrived at his door, however, Trump expressed a very different view to his lawyer, according to the indictment, praising Clinton's lawyer for deleting the 30,000 emails. He praised Clinton's lawyer for deleting the 30,000 emails. The Clinton lawyer, Trump allegedly said on May 23rd of 22, quote, was the one who deleted all of her emails, the 30,000 email, because they basically dealt with her scheduling and her going to the gym and her having beauty appointments. And he was great. And so she didn't get in any trouble because he said that he was the one who deleted them. Trump related the story more than once that day, the indictment notes dryly. I really don't think there's any plausible comparison between the Trump case and the Hillary case, said Robert Kellner, a veteran D.C. attorney. The key difference is that the Hillary Clinton case, as we learned from the Department of Justice Inspector General report, there was no evidence that Hillary Clinton sought to obstruct justice. The focus of the Trump indictment is on his rather stark effort to obstruct justice. That is the fundamental difference. Kellner is critical of how the FBI handled aspects of the Clinton case, arguing that at times the agency pulled punches when it came to investigating the conduct of some of those around her. But he said those criticisms do not change the fact that Trump appears to have repeatedly tried to keep documents he could not legally have, while Clinton did not. Trump appears to have repeatedly tried to keep documents he could not legally have, while Clinton did not. They have essentially game, set, match against Trump based on the evidence in the indictment. Kellner cautioned, however, that he expects Trump's lawyers will fight hard, potentially trying to convince at least one juror that the former president should not go to prison over the documents case. He said there was a very real chance Trump's team could obtain a mistrial, no matter how compelling the evidence. Comparing the Trump indictment to the ongoing investigation of Biden is more difficult, partly because fewer facts are known about the current president's possession of classified documents when he was out of office. The Justice Department began investigating the matter late last year when roughly a dozen classified documents were found at a think tank office in Washington that Biden had used before becoming president, suggesting the papers may have dated to his time as vice president. Weeks after that discovery, a small number of classified documents were also found at Biden's Wilmington home. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel, Robert Hur, to investigate whether any crimes were committed. Biden's lawyers say they have cooperated at every step of the investigation and readily returned all classified materials found in the house and the Wilmington house, the office and the Wilmington house. An FBI search of Biden's home, his home, turned up no classified papers. The Pence case also points to key distinction in the national security probes involving presidents, former top officials, or presidential candidates, that it is not so much what is taken, but what is kept. Just a week before the Trump indictment, the Justice Department notified Pence that it had closed an investigation to whether he mishandled classified information. FBI agents conducted a consensual search of Pence's Indiana home in February after lawyer for Pence found a small number of potentially sensitive documents. The FBI search turned up one additional classified document. All the materials were quickly turned over to government authorities, Pence's lawyer said. Days after the Justice Department closed the case, Pence formally announced his 2024 bid for president. He joined a crowded field in which Trump is the front runner. Trump returned 197 documents. He didn't get charged for those. He got charged for keeping the others and for obstruction. That is the difference. We are the difference. You are the difference. Join us 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel! It's your Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees by daybreak as light and variable winds develop. Sunshine and hazy on Wednesday. You can thank some of the Canadian wildfire smoke that's drifting in. 89 degrees in the late afternoon. Partly cloudy, upper 50s Wednesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony counts related to the mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane in Miami with what happened during the first court appearance.
He arrived, according to the marshals, about an hour in advance of getting into the courtroom. They took those fingerprints. They took his social security number, his birth date, all the things you get from a criminal defendant for the booking process.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson on what next.
The next thing that will happen in the process will likely be discovery, where the federal prosecutors will turn over to Donald Trump and his team the volume of information they've collected in this investigation. And that could take quite a while.
Trump's response to the charges.
I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the overnight mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees by daybreak as light and variable winds develop. Sunshine and hazy on Wednesday. You can thank some of the Canadian wildfire smoke that's drifting in. 89 degrees in the late afternoon. Partly cloudy, upper 50s Wednesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.